This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No, deals are not so good, eh? People are looking down. Well, mashallah, you people are not into those kind of things. But if there's a deal, please let us know. But alhamdulillah, all of us, we want to enjoy this dunya. We all would love to get a good deal. We all would like to get something to spoil ourselves or our loved ones, a holiday, a gadget, something that a new toy that we can enjoy. Alhamdulillah, is it permissible Islamically? So today we're going to talk about the permissibility or impermissibility of enjoying the dunya, and then what is the best, the afdal, the good, the bad, the ugly, or the good, the bad, the best of Black Friday. Enjoying the finer things in life, and alhamdulillah, our sharia, our Islam is a beautiful religion, and it's all about moderation and balance. Allah puts you in the dunya, and He wants you to enjoy the dunya within limits. What is permissible? And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith which we mentioned before, he says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are four things that will make a man happy. Four things which are essential. You need these four things to be happy. Now immediately you said, if the Nabi says that, he's going to say, tahajjud, khatams, fasting. No, he says the four things you need to be happy is a good wife. Alhamdulillah, that's the most important. So if you're going to buy something on your wife first, Black Friday. That's going to make her happy and it's going to make you happy. Okay? So the first thing, wallahi again I say, alhamdulillah, as an imam, you get to see the ins and outs of people's lives. The thing that makes you the happiest or the most miserable is your marriage. A good marriage is priceless. And a bad marriage, no matter how many holidays you have, will always stay, it will make you miserable. So, alhamdulillah for righteous wives, husbands and wives. So the Nabi says, what makes your life happy is to have a good partner, a good wife or a good husband. And to have a big house makes you happy. And to have good friends and neighbors, and to have a good vehicle, a sound means of transportation. To have a nice car is good. And alhamdulillah, he didn't say this is bad. These are all good things. And then the opposite, he says a bad wife, a bad neighbor, a small house, a junk car. These things are going to make your life miserable. So alhamdulillah, make your life happy. If Allah has given you the blessings, then go and spend in a way which makes it happy. In another hadith, look at this beautiful hadith. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, eat and drink, but also give in charity. And wear nice clothes, buy yourself good clothes. But do not wear it with pride and extravagance, because Allah loves to see the blessings has given you upon His servant. If Allah has given you blessings of money, show Allah that you use it. Use it. But do not be arrogant or extravagant. So alhamdulillah, no problem in spoiling yourself. At the same time, there are limits, the bad side of spending, the bad side of the dunya. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are people from my ummah who all they care about is eating different things. All they care about is spending on eating and drinking and clothing and having a variety of enjoyment and to be boastful and competing with one another. They do it just to show someone else, I have better than you. I have more than you. And he says, these are the worst people of my ummah. Their only concern is to compete with one another, to live the Instagram life. So this is the limitations. Spend the blessings that Allah has given you. Enjoy it. If you have a lot, you may spend a lot. You can buy a Ferrari. You can, you know, go on the most expensive holidays, so long as it's not extravagant. Extravagant means in your relation to you. You're not going into debt. You're not using haram money. And you're not using it in a manner to belittle and to make yourself feel superior. Then you can enjoy yourself, alhamdulillah. And then he also said, give charity a little bit. Whenever you, alhamdulillah, there are some people, and mashallah, we see the blessings in their life. Whenever they get a payday, their check comes in, they make sure I give a 500 rand debit order for an orphan, for a masjid. And that is sort of my insurance that Allah puts barakah in that money. Whatever you have, Allah doesn't, zakah is the compulsory charity, it's only 2.5%. For every 100 rand, you give 2.50 rand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to Allah, for yourself. For every 100 rand, that's compulsory zakah. Anything extra is a sadaqah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And so, this is what is required. That is what is permissible. You can spend, but do not be extravagant. But there is obviously better ways of using your money. And today, inshallah, no matter what deal you found, no matter what deal you have, no matter what investment return you get, wallahi, today I'm going to give you the best deal that you can possibly get. No one is going to give you a better deal than this. How can I use my money in the best possible way? And as we said so many times, money is just a tool that can make your life easy, no problem in that, a tool that can enter you into Jannah, or a tool that, subhanAllah, can make you lose Jannah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, money is good. Money is good. The wealth of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wealth, money, is sweet, and it's green, and it's tempting, it's lush. And whoever earns it in a halal way, and spends it in a right way, then what an excellent benefit it is. What an excellent commodity it is. If you earn it halal, and spend it in halal. Simple. Can be a lot. So long as you earned it in a halal way, you earned your billions in a halal way, and you spend your billions in a halal way, alhamdulillah, no problem. You'll get a reward for earning it and a reward for spending it. And how excellent it is. But whoever obtains it in a wrongful way, and whoever acquires, and subhanAllah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever earns money in a haram way, and you spend it, you will be like the person that eats and eats and doesn't get satisfied. Meaning, your money will not bring you satisfaction. We only buy things to be happy. We only spend money because we want to get enjoyment out of it. But then Allah has deprived that transaction of any utility. You bought this thing, and after driving it for 1-2 times, you don't want to do it anymore. Wearing that clothes that you spend so much on, it lays in the cupboard, no benefit to you anymore because there's no barakah in that. Whereas someone else earned a little bit and bought something not very expensive, but they found so much joy and barakah in that. In another beautiful hadith, and subhanAllah, if Allah has blessed you with money. I was sitting in now at the end of the year, many of the organizations that I'm on are doing like the review of the year and the planning for the next year. And we all put on our, like, on the board, does anybody know a billionaire that can just donate to this organization? Trying to make ends meet, trying to cut corners. If just you had one person that, you know, money wasn't an issue and just said, look, I'll EFT you a few million each month, alhamdulillah, you can change the world. And wallahi, as I said so many times, if you are a person with wealth, and Allah has opened the doors of wealth for you, He says, the Nabi says, how excellent money is in the hands of a good person. When Allah combines a pious person with money, it can change the world. He's given you that ability and change the world. And so Allah says to all of us, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you earn a lot, whether you earn a little, Allah says to all of us, O sons of Adam, spend in charity so that I may give you more. You want that best deal? You want that extra bonus? You want that 13th paycheck? Give a little bit in fi sabilillah, then Allah will unlock a door of charity that you could not imagine. Allah will give you that bonus that you didn't expect. But you first have to trust in Allah. I will give, ya Allah, this 5 rand and see how Allah multiplies your barakah. When you spend in charity, don't think I'm giving it to this man. You're giving it yourself. Because the Nabi says, for you the believer, your shade on the day of Qiyamah will be your charity. In a day where there will be no shade. In the day where you will sell your mother for a drop of water, it is your charity that will be your shade. So buy your shade now. 5 rand now, 2 rand now, 0.5 rand is your shade on the day of Qiyamah. In Qiyamah it's priceless. Today, Black Friday, it is basically almost for free. Give charity without delay, the Nabi says, because charity prevents calamity. Charity will stop you from entering in the ICU. Charity will stop you or your children, may Allah protect, from being in that accident or from a calamity or disaster. How much would you pay to save yourself or your loved ones from a calamity? When that day comes, it's too late. Now it costs hundreds of thousands, millions. You can't even replace what is taken. But today, that calamity can be averted with 1 rand, subhanAllah. This is the deal Allah is giving us every single day. The Nabi says, treat your sick. Basically, prepare, keep your health going with charity. The money you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might return it, not in the form of more money, but He might return it in the form of health. Extend your life, subhanAllah. give you an extra few years on the dunya. How much would you pay for that? Ask anyone who is struggling with any sickness, how much would you pay to get your health and your strength and the youth back? You say, "Ya Allah, I'll sell my house, I'll sell my children." Here today, alhamdulillah, if you're healthy, and you then pay this 2-3 rand, "Ya Allah, with the niyyah, put barakah in my health, grant me a good life, protect me from diseases." Insha'Allah, Allah will give you that. Ameen. And we ask shifa'ah to all those who are ill, it is a purification for them. Ameen. Even more so, the Nabi says, protect yourself, save yourselves from Jahannam, even by a date or a piece of a date. Subhanallah, whoever has given a piece of a date to someone, poor, you said, subhanAllah, you say, even me, that is too little in charity. That piece of a date, that piece of a, not a slice of bread, a sticky bread, can save us from Jahannam. How much would we pay on the day of Qiyamah to be saved from Jahannam? Everything, as we know in the Quran, they would spend every cent in the dunya, every cent in every ounce of gold you would spend to avert yourself from Jahannam. Today, to avert yourself from Jahannam is a piece of a date. Not even 1 rand. Charity extinguishes the sins like water extinguishes the fire. All hadith. How much would you pay? Think of the, subhanAllah, as you have the deals in your mind, you want to get out of the masjid to click on and find that special. First think about how much sins we've done. How would we be happy if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I open the doors, you get your sins wiped out. Ya Allah, how much do you want? Just some charity. How much charity, Ya Allah? Whatever is easy for you. Whether it is 10 rand, 5 rand, 1 rand, give charity and your sins get wiped away. The deals Allah is giving, subhanAllah, you can't match that, right? Can't match the deals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. So wipe away your sins through charity. And when you give charity, subhanAllah, when you give for something good, as I said, it's for you, it benefits the person that gets it, but it doesn't stop there. Allah doesn't take charity, He invests your charity. It's not a payment, an expense, it's an investment. Because as we know in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Nabi says, whoever gives charity equal to a date, meaning no matter how little it is, whoever puts 1 rand in the box, whoever smiles at someone, Allah takes it. He appreciates it. And if it's good, it's halal. Obviously, if it's haram, Allah's not going to accept it. But if it's good, then Allah will take it in His right hand. And then He will plant it like a tree, and like a seed. He will plant it and He will look after it until it becomes like a mountain. It grows into a mountain. So on the day of Qiyamah, that 1 rand you planted here is a mountain in the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah gives it back. This is the charity you gave. I'm giving it back to you now. It's mountains on the day when we need it so much. On the day when our scales will be weighed. Then you'll find, what is all this good deeds, Ya Allah? How do I have so much sadaqah on my account? Allah said, you gave a few rands, but I invested it for you. And now this is your dividends, this is your return. Can't get a better investor than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as again, what is beautiful is hadith, you don't have to build masjids to get mountains of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. You don't have to build orphanages. Give one date. Give one date to get mountains of good deeds in the Akhirah. No deal can compare with that, subhanAllah. No deal on earth can compare with that. And on all of this, after you've given, and Allah has returned, and Allah has put barakah, and He's averted calamity, and removed your sins, He then says to you, charity will not reduce your risk. Your risk will only get more. Because when you are generous, then the one who is most generous must outdo you. When you give, now Allah must show that He is even more giving than you. When you share, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now promises, you cannot get less, you can't lose in this transaction. So then He will increase you in your rizq, in your barakah, in some way or some other. He will add to your goodness in the dunya. So these are the deals and the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents to us, not only today, every single day, every single moment. Every single moment you can avert a calamity. You can avert a catastrophe. You can save yourself from Jahannam just by making a small, small contribution. It was never the intention. And subhanAllah, if you look at different religions, Islam is one of those religions that does not burden its people with excessive charity. Not more than 2.5%. In other religions, you'd find 10%, 15%, 20%. Give all your money away. No. Enjoy 97.5% of your money. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Whatever you want, so long as halal. But the mandatory 2.5% you must give to save yourself from Jahannam. And if you give 1 rand more, 1 cent more than the 2.5%, then Allah gives you those mountains of rewards in return. So as you think about your opportunity, all of us have a wish list. We're only human and insan. We all want nice things in this dunya, and that's fine and that's normal. But you think about how much joy that thing can give you versus how much it can, if you were to take some of it, maybe don't get the best PlayStation. Maybe not both controllers, one controller. Maybe not 5 games, 4 games. You know, something like that. And you take that little bit extra, and I'm going to use it in another way. What can you do with your money? Now, subhanAllah, I was again pricing these things. It's 8 rand a night to give someone shelter. 8 rand a night to give someone shelter to sleep. Remember that lady, that prostitute, she went to Jannah for giving a dog some water. Imagine you spent 8 rand, someone on the street, yeah, go sleep in a shelter, 8 rand. You won't feel it. It won't change your cart that you have on Takealot. That man's life might have changed. And in the sight of Allah, it might be that thing that enters you in Jannah. 8 rand. So for a week, 40, 50 bucks. 150 rand. Some of these organizations, they buy essential medical treatment, penicillin. Some can save someone's life, 150 rand. You can save someone's life with 150 rand in essential medical treatment. For 250 rand, you can feed someone the entire month's food. Now, we know when we go to a restaurant, 250 rand, you go with your wife, your kids, that's way, 250, you're going to spend way more than that. You can feed someone for the entire month with that. 500 rand, this has been like this for so many years now, 500 rand, you can take care of an orphan, that orphan's clothing, that orphan's shelter, that orphan's food, that orphan's education, subhanAllah, 500 rand. Yes, you might feel a little discomfort. Maybe there's one extra outing in the month you can't do. Maybe one extra luxury you can't buy. But compared to that person's life that you changed, and then compare the life Allah is going to give you for that 500 rand. So when you make that transaction, think of the trade-off. Yes, I can buy that extra game. I can buy that extra gadget. Or I can give this 500 rand to an orphan. 1,500 rand, part of IDP and organization. IDP, the imams, they run villages, communities, marriages, teaching, everything that the imam does, 1,500 rand, you can basically have your imam working for you, basically. He's giving dawah on your behalf. He brings 5-6 people into Islam, that's for you. He does the work, you the private, the silent investor, 1,500. Maybe you say, look, 1,500, it's a lot of money. But maybe me and my 5 friends, we all give 300 rand, and we have our private imam doing dawah for us. What an investment. 300 rand, you won't feel so much. But you got a man doing the work for you, you sit back and get the reward, alhamdulillah. And then of course, for those who want more, I see these, subhanAllah, like 5,000 rand, you can run a masjid, whole masjid, five times a day salah, Jumu'ah, 5,000 rand. Maybe again, not one person, it's a bit difficult for one person, but a family. We will all come together and we're going to sponsor a masjid. 10,000 rand, you can build a well, and that well could be utilized for a lifetime for a village. Again, that lady went to Jannah for giving a dog water. You're giving a village water. Children, sick people, old people. What do you think Allah gives in return? There's a post I saw, 80,000 and 80,000 is a big number. It's a big number. But for people like in Yemen who are dying, there are people dying of thirst. You can feed a entire, you can give water to an entire village community for a year, 80,000 rand. Can you imagine, subhanAllah, what Allah gives in return for stuff like that? And then Allah, and we end off with this ayah, Allah says, وَأَنْفِقُوا, O believers, and spend, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, what I have given you. Spend of what I have lent to you. I'm going to take it back in any case. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, before that moment when Malikil Maut comes to you, when death comes to you, and then you will say, you will remember this khutbah, I will remember this khutbah, فَيَكُولُ, فَيَكُولَ, and you will say, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, give me just a moment, 1 second, I can log into my banking app so I can spend, So I can spend wa akum min as-salih and I can be a good person. When Malik al-Maut comes, one of the first regrets is you will look at your bank account and see that money that you didn't use. It's just going to go to your whoever. If only I made that EFT. If only I made that EFT. That could have been the difference. So before that moment comes, Allah says, spend now before that time comes. And inshallah, may Allah bless us in our money. May Allah grant us to be people that share and increase in goodness. May Allah grant us the best of the dunya and the best of the akhirah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, just a few announcements. You would see the signs of the marriage conference is up. So as I said, the best blessing is the blessing of a pious wife. If you are married, it's a good place to find, you know, to increase the love and mahabba in your marriage. Bring your wife with. So next week, Sunday, some of the best speakers in the world is coming down. A few of the great ulama is coming down. And they're sharing this. The price is 250. But because it's Black Friday and Buranul, we have a discount. 190, inshallah. 190, alhamdulillah. Whoever would like a ticket, I've only got a few limited tickets, so special tickets that was given to me. Whoever wants to, 190, inshallah, bismillah. Speak to me after Jumu'ah. But there is a special part of the conference called Soul Seekers. And this is for singles who are looking to meet, singles who want to mingle. Right, for those who are looking to meet singles, it's not if you're married, unfortunately, again, not yet for married people. So for those who are single, whether you were married, whether you were divorced, whether you're, whatever it might be, it is, there's quite a, I think there's like 1,000 people more that signed up. So an opportunity to meet people in a halal, permissible manner. Soul Seekers, it's a little bit more because there's a bit more admin. So that is also available, inshallah. So may Allah bless us and grant us success in our marriages and our wealth. Ameen. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.